Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 76.
Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs.
Let's do this shit.
Wolf, what a bear.
Yep, geeky.
Let's do this shit.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for downloading this latest episode of Bear Podcast. This is The Nard.
And this is Excalibur.
If you're a first-time listener, yes, welcome to Bear Podcast. And thank you for downloading. Let's start with what happened to us last weekend. How was your weekend, Roy?
It was hot. It was hot. I'm glad that the heat is finally kind of calmed down a little bit here, but I feel sorry for all my friends in the Bay Area who's suffering with the heat wave from hell now. In fact, I've had a couple of friends over the weekend tell me to stop sending them Texas's weather. pretty much my weekend was spent working. We had this event from hell, actually, at our mall to celebrate back to school. It was called The Scene. And basically, they had all these different booths set up all over throughout the mall for kids to attend, and it was just a living hell.
This isn't the Disney store.
The Disney store was involved with this event, yes. Okay. So, because we had to advertise, it was basically a back-to-school event, so we had to advertise our back-to-school equipment, and I hated it.
Did you still have the Pirates of the Caribbean theme? Not anymore.
Not anymore. Now they've switched to this whole, what they're calling the Studio Collection, which they're basically what they're doing is they're reintroducing the fact that they're finally selling adult apparel again. So we still have the Pirates of the Caribbean stuff in the store, but now we're focusing on trying to get our adult customers back. Yes, we also got stressed out on Saturday when not only do we have the stress of what was happening, we also had the stress of our district manager and our regional manager breathing down our necks who decided to pay a surprise visit on us that day. And then we found out that next Tuesday, the actual president of the whole entire company is coming to visit our store.
Oh my. Of all the stores, Dallas?
Of all the stores.
Dallas?
Yeah,
out of Louisville.
Out of all the stores in the United States, they're visiting Louisville, Texas. Oh, our nerves are racked. But some good stuff happened this weekend, too. Chris finally got to see X-Men 3. And we sat down and we watched it, and he enjoyed it, and he understands why a lot of the comic book fans were upset with the film. In fact, he almost walked out when Professor Xavier died.
Well, I'm upset, with it too, because it really destroyed the comic book world. That's the way I look at it.
But he did enjoy it in the aspect of a movie. But yeah, he as soon as Mystique turned into a normal person, he said, "Now I see why the fans are pissed." And I said, "You haven't seen nothing yet, honey." Mm-hmm. So yeah, there was a few moments in the movie where he was just absolutely shocked at what they did. So, and then we did something else, and we'll get to that in a minute. Okay. How was your weekend?
Oh, let me see. The weekend was fine. Mike came over last Friday night, and what did I do? I played bowling, the usual, on Fridays. Mm-hmm. And then the most exciting part of the weekend was being in a pool party with a couple of friends. Well, not a couple, but there were about 50 people who came, I think.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't know. Were you all named? Were you all naked?
Some were naked, but I was shy. I'm shy.
Oh, Maynard, come on.
I'm shy when there's daylight.
I see how it is.
Yeah. So
you're a pool party vampire.
Yeah. So if you guys want to see the pictures, you can go to bearpodcast.com. There's a Palima's birthday. He's one of my good friends here in Houston, and we celebrated it at the at our friend's house, Chris, and we did it there at his pool. And yeah, we had a great time. Pool party, just there was a lot of diving contest that they were doing, that belly flopping.
Oh, jeez.
Imagine bears belly flopping.
Lots of hair and lots of red bellies, I bet.
Oh, yeah. Very true. One guy, yeah, he got red a little, so that was towards the night. I think he had a lot of jello shots that night, so I understand. And the jello shots that he had were just so strong. Goodness. Aside from the punch that they made from, I don't know, Everclear or some vodka.
Jesus.
Oh, God, it was just so strong. And they served, and it was an all meat dinner or all meat catering. They had sausage.
Well, of course, it was bears.
I know. Well, not only bears. There's a lot of Asians, too.
And, oh, okay.
And, you know, a lot of. Of sausages, chicken wings, barbecue, and buffalo style, and Mike and I brought some curry chicken. Mike
nice.
Cooks a very nice curry chicken.
Nice.
So curry chicken salad. I mean, that's curry chicken.
Oh, that sounds good, actually.
Oh yeah. So that's pretty much what we did last weekend, and Mike had to leave early.
Oh.
Yeah, the last Sunday. So. I just got busy with some of the geeky stuff at home.
I'm glad you said that. At first, when you said you got busy with some, I was going to say some bears.
No.
So,
not that weekend.
Well, before we move on, I actually received some really good news on Tuesday, and this, to be honest with you, was a major sigh of relief for anybody out there who doesn't know about. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, and it's been a pain in my side ever since I've been diagnosed with it, and I've been getting so many conflicting stories from my doctors in the Bay Area over the years about how to treat the diabetes that it's honestly been driving me nuts, and I finally established myself with a doctor out here on Tuesday. And first of all, the last time I weighed myself, which was a few months ago, I was at about 260. I'm now at 248 pounds. Mm-hmm. So I've lost about 12 pounds since the last time I got weighed. But the best news was they did a preliminary blood test on me for a glucose level. And after having a pretty carb-heavy lunch, my blood sugar was only 102. And for anybody out there who is familiar with diabetes, that's a damn good number, especially after you have a pasta lunch. Uh-huh. And, you know, usually they took the test like 2.5 hours after I ate, and usually by that time that's when the glucose is really running through your system. And mm-hmm. That's basically a silver lining. I go back in tomorrow morning to get the fasting blood test done to see what my blood sugar level is, and if crossing my fingers, if those turns out positive, there might be a possibility that either A, the type 2 diabetes has reversed in my system, or B, I was misdiagnosed in California and I never had type 2 diabetes. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Well, welcome to Texas medical treatments.
It's definitely a lot better than any medical treatment I ever received in California. So,
well, not that I'm saying that there's something wrong with California. I don't know. Maybe I would say that the Dallas doctors are good.
I think it was the area I was in also. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure Richmond's not known for having the best medical teams out there. But, yeah, I mean, I was amazed with the doctor that I had out there yesterday. So,
well, I hope it turns well. It turns up well.
So do I. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. If I don't have diabetes, if it turns out that I'm not diabetes, I'm celebrating by buying a large Slurpee because I miss Slurpees.
Yeah. I was just about to say, yeah, we should celebrate with a cake or something. Or
definitely. Cake, eclairs, you name it. I'm going to go on a sweet frenzy.
Hey, by the way, a friend of mine told me about the a contest that one could do on a bear run, perhaps. Twinkie eating contest.
Twinks eating contest? What?
No, Twinkies.
Oh, okay.
You know, probably fried Twinkies. I don't know. You know, those very, very yummy, sweet, pure sugar Twinkies that everybody knows about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and once you eat one, everybody gets to eat one. The contestants will get to eat one. Mm-hmm. And then 30 minutes after, they're all tested for sugar. Whoever has the highest sugar
is the winner. Now, that's wrong. Funny, but wrong.
I know. If you go on a coma, you're the winner, instant winner.
Oh man, that's bad.
No. I'm just kidding, guys. One of the topics that you have in mind.
We've got a lot to cover today.
Yeah, you were talking about podcast awards, right?
Yes, and not only are we going to cover the podcast awards, we've got something interesting that the NARD received. That we'll get to in a minute. Okay. Plus, also, we have our review of Clerks 2.
Uh-huh. And then, along with that, we're going to talk about a new trend. Yeah, a new trend alongside with metrosexuals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then we also have some late breaking news in the gay community.
I just found out today, so, oh my God, it's a good... we should talk about this, yeah.
This is a juicy episode. For those who are listening for the first time, I think you downloaded a good episode to start with.
Yeah. And, of course, I have an interview that I'll be playing later with Vice President of Houston Big Men's Club here in Houston. So we'll talk about convergence. And shout-outs in the end. So that's pretty much it. It's a full show.
Really. It is a fully loaded show. It's like a fully loaded baked potato with all the trimmings. Okay, I'm not even going to start because I can't talk about this without laughing. So, Maynard, tell the listeners what you got in your email today.
Okay, let me read this. Okay, this here. Dear Christian friend, I hope you're well. I'd like to invite you to join JCSM's Top 300 Christian Podcasts. There's a brand new top sites program of our very popular website. So there's a website here. I wasn't going to talk about it. But yeah, it's... And I got it. Oh my God. If only they knew what kind of a podcast this is. Oh my goodness. They didn't know it's a gay one.
Bear podcast. We're now supporting the Christian right.
Yeah, I mean, we're thinking it's more like a teddy bear, more on, you know, stuffed toys.
Maybe, yeah. Or some sort of nature podcast or something like that. Yeah.
So I was thinking, should I reply to these guys and tell them?
Oh, hell no. You don't want to open up that can of worms.
Yeah.
It just what that shows to me is that they honestly need to do their research before they send out anything, because first of all, you make it very clear where the website home is for the podcast, so they should have went to go look at the website first and realize it's a gay themed website.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, that should have just, you know, put their brakes on and not even bother to send you the application. But the fact that they actually went ahead and did that, that's funny. That's genuine comedy right there.
Well, for one thing, I think it's an automated thing, you know. They get to grab emails from feeds, and they just send out emails to whatever email they can see in those feeds. And there you go. They are spamming us. It's practically spam. It's a Christian spam.
It's a Christian spam, yes.
So... okay, so I think I'm going to reply to these guys.
Maybe we should do an episode where we're televangelists.
Yeah, that's right.
Bless the Bears. Bless the Cubs. Bless the Lord Jesus. Please send us your money.
Yeah. All right, so actually we've been trying to get on with this, but I don't think we got in. But
no, unfortunately, we didn't make it this time.
And we're talking about podcast awards.
The second annual podcast awards, or as they're called, the Potties, were announced yesterday, I believe it was. And unfortunately, we didn't make the list, but that's okay.
That's okay.
We're more than happy, you know, with the nominations that are out there. Voting officially begins on Friday for the podcasts, and some of our favorite podcasts, and actually some of our friends, have been nominated for some very good awards, actually. For example, I guess we can just go back and forth one at a time with some of them. For example, under the category of Best Produced Podcast, Inside the Magic was nominated, and this is one of my personal favorite podcasts. Inside the Magic is the ultimate Disney geek podcast for those who are into the Disney theme parks. It's news about what's going on at all the theme parks throughout all the Disney theme parks throughout the entire world. They do binaural adventures through the rides, and they talk about events that are going on and news and stuff like that. It's once a week. It's every Sunday. It's a great show. It's very well produced. It actually sounds like a professional, serious satellite show. Mm-hmm. I'm impressed with it, and I want to just congratulate Ricky for getting the nomination for Inside the Magic. He's got some tough competition. He's up against Nobody Likes Onions.
Oh, okay.
That is a good show, too. But I'm keeping my fingers crossed for Ricky.
What else here? Let me see. Best Comedy. Best Comedy, one of my favorite shows is, of course, Distorted View.
Tim Henson.
Tim Henson. Congratulations, Tim Henson. But I'm definitely going to vote for this guy because he's really one of my inspirations too, you know. And when I go to Columbus in September, I hope I could meet up with him or something. Probably record. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. But he's getting ready to co-host the guest host the Don and Drew show, because apparently Don and Drew has something that they're going to go on their. I guess it's the birthday. It's either the honeymoon or the birthday trip for Don. I think it's Don's birthday trip to Jamaica, to the Bahamas. And they're going to have guest hosts taking over while they're gone on vacation. One of the guest hosts is going to be Tim Henson. So,
good choice.
Very good choice. I can't wait to see what he does with that show. for those who have never listened to Distorted View, as soon as you're done listening to the show, subscribe to it, download it. It might not be for everyone's taste, but my God, what an outrageous show Distorted View is. Tim Henson kills me with the news stories that he finds and the whole Sextastic Tuesday thing. The last one he did with Harry Potter, actually,
that was awesome.
In my pants laughing so hard, especially when he was talking about Harry Potter grabbing his dick and using it as a magic wand, and he did that incantation. Yeah. I almost crapped my pants because I laughed so hard.
Yeah, so guys, you should check out Distorted View at distortedview.com. And it's their host, Tim Henson. He's a very offensive but very funny. So, okay, what else? Let me see.
Inside the Magic, the show that I listened to, not only got nominated for Best Produced, but they also got nominated for Best Entertainment Show. They are up against stiff competition. They're up against one of the most popular podcasts out there right now, MuggleCast.
Oh, goodness.
Yes, which...
Tim Henson hates.
I am a Harry Potter fan, but I hate saying this. I'm going to be brutally honest. I tried listening to MuggleCast. I couldn't survive 5 minutes of it.
Heard about that, too, I tried listening to it. Oh, God.
It's the biggest geek fest I've ever heard in my entire life. I would rather sit through 6 hours of Star Wars fans discussing the blueprints for all the vehicles than having to listen to 5 more minutes of MuggleCast. I honestly feel that way.
I myself read the Harry Potter books and even watch the movies, but listening to the MuggleCast. First, I tried MuggleCast and the PotterCast, and
No, can't do it.
No. That's way too much Potter. Okay, so what else do we have here? One of your favorites. Go ahead and talk about your favorite.
Well, nominated in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender category. This is a good category. There's 3 great shows nominated. There's The Feast of Fools nominated, Fox in the City, which I know is a personal favorite of yours.
Mm-hmm.
But my personal favorite out of the nominations is The PNS Explosion. These are 3 guys from Boys Town in Chicago, and they Yeah, their humor sometimes gets juvenile, but my God, they're funny, especially when they do. Especially when they do Cher. Oh my God! Hey babe, how you doing? I'm Cher. I'm doing Pilates. Hey, you know.
God, you can do the voice too. That was Patrick, right? That's Patrick.
Patrick does it. Yes. Yeah. It's a great show, and I mean, it's going to be a tough competition, but I hope PNS Explosion gets it.
Yeah. Actually, Fox in the City. What's his name? Reagan Fox. He's
Reagan Fox. Yeah.
He came from here in Houston. He's originally from Houston. He's now in West Hollywood, and yeah, he's pretty funny too, and. And I'm also glad that he got nominated because he's pretty good. He went into a hiatus for a while and then he continued his shows again. And it's really, he's really very funny. So, okay, so what else?
There's also the mature category, and this is going to be interesting because two major rival shows are nominated against each other. One is Keith and the Girl, the other one is the Don and Drew Show. I think everybody out there knows who I'm voting for. Keith and the Girl. No, just kidding. No, I'm voting for Don and Drew, of course. They won it last year, and I have a sneaky suspicion that they're going to win it again.
I think they're
going to
win it again.
Mm-hmm. This has been a great season.
I listen to Don and Drew a lot. Mm-hmm. Well, you're the one who introduced me to it.
Well, that whole episode when they were talking about Shaquille O'Neal's penis was great. I mean, when they were trying to figure out whether or not his penis was proportioned to his actual height, and they were going through a full-tail discussion about Shaquille O'Neal's penis, I'm sitting there going, my God, why is this so important to you? You know? But, yeah, it's a great show. Don and Drew, honestly, I mean, I know it kind of sounds like it's favoritism because I don't consider them a podcast I listen to. They are my friends. But Don and Drew are two of the most nicest, generous, kind-hearted people you will ever meet, and I'm proud to say that I have them as my friends. And I would take a bullet for Don and Drew. I honestly would. So congratulations on another nomination.
Would you go to their funeral?
Yes, I would go to their funeral. Yeah, and I would wear the Minion shirt with pride and all that jazz. So I would go to their funeral.
Okay. Yeah, they had an episode about that. That was an interesting one. So yeah, so if you guys want to check out... do you have anything...
That's about it. Do you have any other that you saw nominated that kind of stood out to you?
That's about it. So, yeah, those are the ones that we pretty much are interested in podcast awards. So, guys, check out www.podcastawards.com and see all the other podcasts that are being nominated. So, yeah, take your vote.
And voting officially begins on the 28th, which is this Friday, and ends on August 11th. You can only vote once a day, but vote as often as you can every day until August 11th. Get your favorite podcast a winner. Make them a winner.
Okay, how about a movie review, Roy? What do you have?
Oh, yeah, we got a great movie review, actually, and we got a movie review for a film that, at this time, is my favorite movie of the year. That movie is Clerks 2. Mm-hmm. I love the first Clerks. At the time that the first movie came out, I totally associated with the movie because I worked in a video store also. So the type of customers that Randall was getting, I totally sympathized with them because I got those customers too. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing that, well, first of all, the first movie stands the test of time, and it's an absolute great film, you know, no matter how many times you watch it. But here it is 12 years later, and an official sequel finally comes out. And not only, in my opinion, is the sequel absolutely amazing and relevant, but I think it was also better than the original film, just by a smidget, but I thought that the story that Clerks 2 had was a lot more heartfelt. The acting and the chemistry between the actors were great. The usage of black and white and color in the movie was awesome. And, of course, Jason Mewes steals the entire film again as Jay. Mm-hmm. The whole Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs impersonation.
Oh, God, that was so funny. Oh,
probably one of the biggest laughs I've ever had in a movie. I'm just glad to see Jay and Silent Bob back on the screen because I am big fans of those characters. And it was just so nice to see them back. But at the same time, to see Dante and Randall back was great. And the whole Lord of the Rings versus Star Wars discussion, I thought, was just very well written. And I remember, you know, people talking about that, you know, this movie is in so much bad taste and shocking and everything. And to be quite honest with you, yeah, it was shocking, but I think I've seen more shocking movies. As everybody probably knows, Joel Siegel infamously walked out at the press screening of this movie 40 minutes into the film and made a big hissy fit and screaming fit about it. And Joel Siegel was an idiot. One, because he missed out on probably one of the funniest punchlines in the entire film. And two, it was the most unprofessional thing that I've ever seen a film critic do in my entire life. Mm-hmm. But there's honestly been more offensive movies than this out there. Something About Mary, I think, was more offensive than Clerks 2. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not discounting the shocking stuff that happens in Clerks 2, but there has been worse. There definitely has been worse.
Yeah, the stud there, the one who...
Oh, did... don't give away too much. There's still some people, but...
Let's just say there's, what do you call that?
There's definitely a Wolf What a Bear in this movie.
Yeah. What do you call that? Interspecies erotica.
Interspecies erotica, yes. We have a new political correct term, interspecies erotica. Right. But, yeah, there's definitely a hot bear in this film, and you get to see his ass. And there's actually a couple of bear asses in this movie.
Well, the one who played Dante is hot himself. I think he's very attractive.
I think Kevin Smith is acknowledging that he has a bear following, to be honest with you, because there was a number of bears in the movie. I mean, Kevin Smith himself is a bear, but yeah, I noticed even the bear that was taking a piss during the musical number, you know, which
that
out
one.
Of nowhere, you know, and I'm like going, my God, you know, how many bears are in this movie?
I know. So yeah, you guys should check it out. Also, towards the end, you have to see something in the text that he's got in the end.
It is probably the most, I'm not going to reveal what it is, but it is quite possibly the most coolest credit that any director could ever give
for
a movie.
I've never seen anyone do that, and that's
ever.
Awesome. Yeah.
I had respect for Kevin Smith to begin with for a long time, but what he did at the very, very end of the movie just earned so much more respect for me as a filmmaker. And it showed me where his heart truly is when it comes to making films. And all I could do was just applaud what he did.
Mm-hmm. I have an important question for you, Roy.
Yes.
Would you go ass to mouth?
I have to confess, sometimes I have done ass to mouth. So I think, like Rosario Dawson says in the movie, who, by the way, I loved. I think this was Rosario Dawson's best performance. It's like she said in The Throes of Passion, sometimes it's okay to go ass to mouth. So I totally agree with that.
I agree too.
But yeah, the actor who played Dante, his name is eluding me at this time, but him and Rosario Dawson had excellent chemistry with each other. You're rooting for these two throughout the entire film, and you honestly believe the relationship that the two of them have, which is one of the many things that really worked for me with this film. Mm-hmm. And I mean, everybody was well cast in this film. Even this, you know, the obligatory cameos from Jason Lee and
Ben Affleck, of course.
Even those were great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So to me, there was nothing wrong with this movie at all. Everything to me was perfect about the film. And bravo to Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith. Yeah, and since we brought up some cameos, I have an article here that I got from MSNBC. And I mentioned earlier about metrosexuals. And now there's a trend that's coming up. It's called.
And there was definitely a number of these guys in the film.
Yeah.
And Clerks too.
And they're called retrosexuals. Retrosexuals in the Hollywood's new leading men. People like, you know, Jack Black and Will Ferrell. You know, the ones who are chubby and they're really out there, and as opposed to the slim, trim, shave, manscaped guys.
the queer eye guys.
Yeah, that's right. So
basically, from what I gathered from that article, retrosexuals are guys who just don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And I guess probably the best example of that was Vince Vaughn's semi-nude scene in The Breakup. He didn't care that he was undertoned or that he, you know, had fur on his body and stuff. He just did it. And apparently, I mean, I didn't see The Breakup, but from what I understand, it got some catcalls from the women in the audience. So, I mean, maybe the whole metrosexual thing is finally starting to die down, and we're finally going back to normal guys, thank
yeah,
God.
Yeah, and they coined it retrosexual, I guess. Yeah, like in Clerks 2, with a cameo and of Ben Affleck, you know, just being bearded, goateed, and really scraggly.
Well, even Jason Lee was that way, too. He had the mutton chops, and even the areas that were shaved still looked like he had a 5 o'clock shadow. And then, of course, Kevin Smith himself, you know, as Silent Bob. And even Dante, you know, even Dante's appearance, he was just, you know, He was manicured, but not extremely manicured. You could tell that it's been a day or two since he shaved. So,
oh, I like that in a man. I like him, you know, 5 o'clock shadows, 10 o'clock shadows, whatever you call it. I don't know what shadow, but yeah, a few days would be good. Yeah, it kind of feels good between your legs, you know.
TMI, Maynard.
I'm sorry.
Maynard went to his happy place for a second there, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, speaking of hairy guys, actually, a while ago, before we started this recording, I was watching Mrs. Henderson Presents, and I'm just curious how Bob Hoskins, everybody, guys out there, you may have heard about Bob Hoskins, and you know, he's bearish. He's older now, and you know, he goes there nude in that movie, and you could see the bits and stuff, and you guys might want to check it out. And
so you see more of his body than you did in Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh yeah, even more. But I think he manscapes, because I remember him in Who Framed Roger Rabbit. He was
furry.
At least he was very furry. He's as furry, almost as furry as Mike. But here he's probably, what do you say? Yeah, he manscaped. Yeah. So
probably did a wax job on him before the movie.
Yeah, probably. But anyway, so retrosexuals. What do you guys think? Email us.
Our podcast has a late breaking news update.
Okay. All right. So, do you guys like boy bands? Well, our late breaking news is Lance Bass is the gay.
And to quote my friend on LiveJournal, Disco Wolf, no shit, faggot.
Well, yeah, I found out about this an hour ago, I think, when before we recorded. So, yeah, it's good to know that that he came out at last, I guess. He's been rumored before, right?
Yeah, I applaud him. Well, there was a number of people in sync, you know, rumored to be gay. I know there's a lot of bears out there, including myself, crying that it wasn't Joey Fatone who did it today. I applaud Lance Bass for coming out of the closet, but at the same time, my God, we knew. You know, it's just like, you know, George Michael when he came out of the closet. Well, duh, you know.
Just the way he sang in Wham before. What is it? Wake Me Up?
Oh, God, yes. And, I mean, the two most effeminate members of NSYNC to me were definitely Lance Bass and Chris Kirkpatrick, I think his last name was. Mm-hmm. He was the oldest one that had the dreadlocks there for a while. Basically looked like a Swiffer mop. Mm-hmm. I honestly think that they were probably doing more than rehearsing on the tour bus. But, yeah, I applaud Lance Bass for doing what he did, but at the same time, it's not as big of a surprise to me of the fact that he turned out to be gay. It just amazes me that it took this long for him to finally admit it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me see here. In the article, it says here, yeah, the singer says he's in a very stable relationship with a 32-year-old actor, Riken Lemko. He's the winner of season 4 of Amazing Race.
Mm-hmm. He's dating himself a reality TV star.
Yeah, mm-hmm, that's true. But it's good.
How long do you think it'll take for Justin to do the same?
Maybe he'll have a controversy soon. I don't know.
So now that, you know, we've had this member of a boy band come out, I wonder if anybody from the Backstreet Boys is going to come out.
Well, who knows?
Yeah, I'm waiting for AJ from the Backstreet Boys to come out of the closet. The guy who's trying to act all tough and everything with all the tattoos and everything. Oh, come on, he's so gay.
Do you remember a band called a boy band? They started it as a spoof, I think, by MTV. It's Together.
Yes, I loved Together.
Who's the brother of Chris Farley there? The bear in the group.
Yes. Uh-huh.
What's his name? Yeah. I forgot his name.
I can't remember Chris Farley's brother's name for the life of me. But yeah, he was one of the members of the band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and oh my God, I had the hots for him. Maybe that's the reason why I didn't get the CD or anything, but they had these TV shows. And
they had a couple of hit songs themselves. I mean, that song Calculus was hysterical. Calculus U plus Me equals Us, that was brilliant because they nailed every single stereotype when it came to a boy band song.
Yeah.
And breaking up is there was something about a breakup song that they did is Breaking Up Is Hard on My Stuff or something like that. I can't remember. But yeah, they actually came out with some great stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's a shame that the show was short-lived, but of course one of the cast members died of cancer. It was a great show.
Kevin Farley. Yeah.
Kevin Farley. There we go. Farley. Yes.
That's the bear's name. Yeah, so, yeah, boy.
Kevin Farley's actually appeared once in a while on David Spade's new show on Comedy Central also.
Mm-hmm. What if he turns out to be gay?
I'm pretty sure there would be a lot of bear celebrating out there.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Well, we can only wish.
Oh, wait a minute. Are we talking about Farley or Spade? Because if Spade came out of the closet, I wouldn't be surprised either. I don't think the bears would be celebrating David Spade coming out of the closet. That would be like Andy Dick throwing himself to the bear community. It would be parting of the Red Sea.
Of all people. Oh, I would think that he would be there because Chris Farley used to be comedy partners with David Spade. That's right.
Not only that, but best friends. So
yeah, okay. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Kevin Farley would come out. Or, you know, I wish he would if he is. I'm here now with Chris. He's the vice president of Houston Big Men's Club. Hello. Welcome.
Hello.
Chris.
Thank you.
Okay, so, yeah, we're here to talk about Convergence 2006. When is it going to be?
It's August 31st to September 5th. It's we've kind of taken the three-day weekend and extended it out a little more than usual. We had high hopes, and we still do. There's a little, you know, with missing a year, there is some of that kind of depression in the community that we lost an opportunity to gather. But so far, our numbers are looking pretty decent. There is, you know, that cautious optimism that we have with it, and we're expecting a larger than normal at-the-door registration
Oh, okay.
for the event. But all the signs of what we're seeing there is pointing it's going to be a very good event. And we're working on some of the, we're putting the final touches on some of the plans we have of getting some of the events and some of the fancier stuff we're doing.
I'm going through your schedule here. So, Space Odyssey welcoming reception.
Well, actually, that's Friday. We're actually starting off a little early with Thursday here.
Okay.
We're doing what's called Roundup at the Ripcord. And normally, Convergence starts on Friday night. But we were looking at our hotel reservations and saw we have a tremendous number of people who are coming in Thursday night. So we saw an opportunity to give them a night out on the bars, see what else is out there. And so we turned it into a one-night bar run. We're going to have some of our fellow clubs from Houston Council of Clubs weekend are going to be doing some receptions for us. We're going to finally be hanging our colors. We've tried now for a year. And every time we've done that, we've had something come up
here at the Ripcord.
That's kind of precluded us from doing that. And we're working on now that we will be doing our official hanging the colors to designate the Ripcord as our home bar. Mm. And it'll be the kickoff to Convergence, and it's also kind of the kickoff to our fourth anniversary as a club.
Oh, wow, 4 years. That's good. So how much is registration, by the way?
Registration right now, because it's a progressive thing, at this time it's up to $265. Mm-hmm. But with that registration, you get 5 all-you-can-eat buffet meals.
Okay.
Our dessert breakfast, our dessert bar at the reception on Friday night. We're going to have a couple of pool parties. We're going to have a couple of dances, mm-hmm. and of course, we have a hospitality suite that is open to the participants, which is part of the reason why we don't worry about coming out to the bars during the reception, during Convergence, is because the hospitality suite takes care of those needs at no additional charge.
Yeah, that's true. I agree. I mean, that's the reason why you get together in the hotel. You have a hospitality suite and everything's there. That's always good.
Yeah. It's not really a conference or a convention in the traditional sense. Kind of the best way to describe it, people haven't seen it, it's like a class reunion. You have all of these guys who, for the most part, have met and talked online or in chat, I mean, different chat rooms in various ways. And this is an opportunity for once a year where they can possibly meet in public.
Yeah.
And be open and out who they are. Men of size, they get stares, they get look at, and may not feel as comfortable as in a bar setting, and no matter what scent, or even just going out to like a community swimming pool. Mm-hmm. And Convergence gives them an opportunity to, in a way, feel safety in numbers and know they're with people who understand where they're coming from and be with people who do appreciate them for who they are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the host hotel, by the way?
The host hotel is the Houston Marriott Medical Center. It's right in the middle of the medical center. In fact, it's one of the stops on the metro rail.
Oh, so it's going to be easy to go out.
It's going to be easy to go out. It's, to take a cab if they want to go out to the bars is a relatively inexpensive price. Even at night, and especially if you group together, it's centrally located. And the best part about this hotel is its size. The way the building is set up, it's really no more than 10 or 15 steps from your hotel room to the elevators. Mm-hmm. So for some people who may have mobility issues, who may have, enjoy the hospitality suite too much or that, it's not that far of a distance that you're having to travel from space to space. All the areas where we're going to be having our events, mm-hmm. for the most part, are in a centralized area. And with the fact that the hotel isn't a large one, we're looking at taking over at least half of the hotel rooms and mm-hmm. probably gearing more towards 2/3.
Oh, wow.
So basically we'll have the run of the hotel, which is something that the other events that are held in the larger places, you don't get that.
Mm-hmm. How many do you think do we have? I mean, participating for this event?
We're looking at hopefully around 200 to 300.
Wow, that's a big run.
It's a large amount. And what usually happens with this is we'll get a lot of people who register ahead of time, and we have people at the door. And at the very last minute, we offer a hospitality package, which is if you just want to go to the pool parties and the dances and the hospitality suite, but don't want to take part in the meals that we provide. Mm-hmm. So we get a lot of people who come at the end there, and we're expecting even more than usual, based off of the number of hotel reservations that we have so far. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those things that it's... You can never plan for how it's going to turn out with the number of people. You can, at the door and last minute movings around and all that, you know, we were originally looking at 500, but now we're saying, you know, we're probably going to be about 200 to 300. Yeah. New York 2 years ago had at least 450 people.
Wow.
Had it. New Orleans, they were looking at a registration of around 1,000 people.
And it's just unfortunate that...
Yeah, and part of the reason for the large one in New Orleans was the fact that with Southern Decadence, people were getting the minimum discount, you're getting the minimum package for Convergence, and getting that great hotel deal right in the middle of the French Quarter, so that, you know, you can kind of kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
We'll still have some people who will be wanting to go to Southern Decadence this year, but like I said, with what we have, you know, it's usually a good turnout with these events.
On Sunday, there's a gospel brunch. What exactly is a gospel brunch?
Oh, Monday.
Oh, sorry, Monday.
Well, what it is, it's even before when we started talking about putting together the Convergence, we kind of put these little themes for the different events and trying to put in some interesting ideas. It's a gospel jazz brunch is what we're looking at doing. Oh. It's going to... Even before the events of last year, we were talking about having this gospel jazz brunch. And now even more that we've missed out that New Orleans experience and, you know, of paying tribute. And a lot of us were planning on being in New Orleans the week after. One of our members, his family lived in New Orleans.
Oh.
And in fact, his parents lived at the first place where Katrina came ashore. So, in a way, it's paying tribute to, you know, not what we lost as, you know, the community of Convergence, but what we lost as, you know, as a Gulf Coast people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, we're paying tribute to them with, you know, a gospel jazz brunch, because that's what they're known for.
Oh, I see. That's good. So, I have a couple of friends who I know who are coming for a Convergence, people from Arizona, from California.
That's the one thing about it. We call it a national event, but we've gotten registrations from Europe even.
Oh, okay.
Coming to this event as an opportunity to just come to the States and see around there. We got a cross section of people from, you know, from the West, from the Midwest, from the East, who come to this. Some Canadian and some Mexicans, and several South Americans I've seen. Who have said that they're coming to here. And like I said, we have about a dozen people coming from Europe.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. So, okay. So, everybody listening, so it's going to be in August 31st to September 4th. That's Convergence. And what's the website for?
It's convergencehouston.com.
Okay.
And it gives you all the details and links to the hotel and where you can register through PayPal. Like I said, it's one of those events. It's something to see. You know, we have some seminars. It's not the bogged down ones. You know, the SOE ones. And
give me one. What kind of seminar?
Well, one of the things we're going to be doing is we're going to be having a town hall meeting on size issues.
Okay.
You know, it's something that you hear a lot in the news about talking with people of size and discriminations they face, and we want to address what it's like in, you know, the community and what it's like in the gay community being of size. And for those who are the chasers or admirers, it's like, you know, it's not enough that you come home and you tell your parents that, you know, you're dating a gay, you're gay and you're dating a man, but, you know, what issues come with it? You bring home this older, furry, fat gay man. You know, where you can relate with this, and, you know, what it's like in the community, and try and let other people know in the GLBT community what it's like. Because we're going to be recording it, and we'll be broadcasting it either live or on a tape delay basis on the radio. So we've got that. We're working on a couple other different ideas of, you know, starting some of these clubs and some of these events.
Yeah.
Giving people an idea, because right now in the group that, works with Convergence, we're in about a dozen cities. And there's a lot more cities out there that have expressed interest, that they want to have organizations like this where you can feel comfortable being who you are.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Wow. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait for... okay, so this is Labor Day weekend, right?
It's Labor Day weekend. Right. Convergence is always held on Labor Day weekend. It's kind of a tradition with the organization. There's another event that moves around where it can be called conferences that we do as well. This year it was in May over in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And so it's just an opportunity, and they move around every year. I mean, 2 years ago was New York. Then it was going to go to New Orleans, Houston. Tentatively, it's going to be going on to Minneapolis, and then back to Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
But this is an event that they've even held one up in, I believe it was Montreal. They've held in Reno. They've held in San Francisco. It's one that, you know, if we can find people who are interested in hosting an event like this and are willing to take on the risks and challenges, you know, we'd love to go around and see some of the other cities in the United States and spread out more.
Yeah. All right. So everybody listening, just visit convergencehouston.com. Yep. And thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
So, Chris, tell me about yourself. How long have you been in Houston?
I moved to Houston back in 79. And came down with family and just haven't left yet.
Oh, okay. You're planning to leave Houston?
The heat gets to you sometimes. It's
yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's true. Well, not like people in Arizona, I guess.
This is just dry heat. You know, I learned years ago there is really a difference between dry heat and wet heat.
That's right.
Go down to the Nuevo Laredo, and it can be 100 degrees down there, but it's comfortable compared to 95 here with 1,000% humidity we get.
Mm-hmm. How about hobbies? Do you like movies or doing what?
I do like going out with movies with friends. I don't do it as often as I like, but it's because I have strange tastes sometimes on what I want to go see, so... You know, usually the commercial films I'm dragged to, and then afterwards I may go, oh, I like that, but I'm usually more of an independent film.
Ah, okay. So you go to River Oaks, or you go to Greenway.
Yeah, those landmarks, or for however long River Oaks is still around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that landmark, Angelica, where you get, it's a little different feel. Some of the commercial films, you know. Yeah, I can get into some of them, but you know, the ones that usually grab me are the ones that are the smaller, the niche films. Even, you know, some of the queer cinema that comes out, I really get into seeing those types of appearances in our community.
Yeah, I like doing that too. So, do you hang out here at the bars at the Ripcord all the time, or what?
I'm here at the Ripcord mainly with social events. I'm not one. Used to be a time I'd come out to the bars and be fine just, you know, sitting by myself, staring at the bartender, and challenging him to make new drinks.
Okay.
That's what I used to do. I used to go to a bar, I'd sit there, only talk with a bartender, and, you know, tell him, surprise me, and see what he could make up, and that sort of thing. Now I like coming here more with friends and being a part of the atmosphere and actually, you know, talking with people, rather than, like I said, just, you know, sitting in the corner staring. I've kind of come out of a little bit of a shell in the past 4 years.
Yeah.
It makes a difference. And being in a bar where, you know, you can be accepted for the most part. I mean, you know, it's... You get a stare, you know, now you have to question, was it a stare of interest or a stare of, you know, whatever? where before, you know, it was just a stare of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah, so yeah, I like Ripcord. You guys do some fundraising here sometimes.
Yeah, the group I'm with, we come out twice a month and we do hamburgers. Okay. For the most part, I'm one of those that works the grill a lot back here, so you get a lot of interaction with people, and you get to see what's going on, and you know, in a way, you're helping out people because you come to a bar here for a while, and you don't notice how far along you're gone, and you know, a little food in your stomach may help you last at least until last call, and maybe it'll get you home in one piece.
So you like cooking?
I do. It's one of those things that I've always been kind of experimental with it. It's I don't do it as much as I can with living situations and that, but it's...
Do you have a favorite dish you like cooking? Like,
you know, it's sometimes it's just the simple, weird stuff. I make a thing where it's like a taco ground beef seasoning in between cornbread.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a sandwich slash casserole thing.
That sounds yummy.
And yeah, it's something different. I just kind of threw together. And it's, I mean, I did with some of the fundraising stuff. I've helped out with the desserts, and we've came up with some wild ideas of desserts, and everyone looks at it like, you know, it's something unusual. And mm-hmm. You know, I'm kind of adventurous, as long as it doesn't involve fish.
Ah, okay. You don't like fish. So, okay, do you go online all the time?
Yeah, I do spend a lot of time online as far as just looking.
Okay. You
know? I mean, I look at the ads. Sometimes I'll be the first one to speak to someone. Chat rooms, it depends on the mood. Some days I'm in a mood where I'll go into a chat room and just... either be serious with the conversation, or, you know, I'm just kind of looking for something, or sometimes I just get in a weird mood, and, you know, I'm in there, you know, cracking very sarcastic jokes.
Where is this online? Is this Bear411 or gay.com?
I'm on Bear411. I'm on BearWW. And those I just mainly just check the ads, and I've sent a few things with some people, and I've chatted with one, met someone. For the most part, I'm in bigger city, and they've got a chat room in there that I go in, and it's worldwide, so you get a lot of, you know, people from other countries. I mean, from over in Europe. At the time when I'm on later, you know, it's all these Europe and Australians on there, and
Australians are hot.
Yeah, I've. Going through some of these personal ads is like, my God, I need to win the lottery and get a passport, and I'm spending time in England, I'm spending time in Australia.
I see. Are you single right now?
Yes, yeah. AC kick back on.
Okay. Sorry about that, guys. Anyway, okay. So if people would like to contact you, how would they go online to see you?
Well, if you're on Bigger City... Bear 411. It's Big Chris HOUTX. If it's Bear WWW, it's Big Chris HOUTC. That's what happens when you start up a profile and don't turn on the light. My finger slipped and didn't see it till after it set up. I'm also on Bear Forest as Big Chris HOUTX.
Okay.
And Yahoo and Hotmail. I know how a lot of people they create a name for every account, and it's confusing, and I just figure it's simple. I'll try and keep the same screen name, keep the same password, and it's easy to find me throughout there. So it's one of the things I do is I don't hide in there. I mean, everything I have out there says up front who I am, how I am, what I am, so that you don't have any surprises. I'm not one of those people that believes in, you know, AOL inches and mystery profiles and all that other stuff.
AOL inches.
You know, it's one of those, if you're out there and you really seriously want to meet somebody, you know, whether it's, you know, for one night or 1,000 nights, you got to be honest with who you are. Yeah. And it's You know, I've met so many people get so disappointed. And it's like, well, you know, you say you're 6 years younger, 3 inches taller, and strawberry blonde hair when you got red hair. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a reason why things don't match up when they come and to visit. So I don't believe in hiding about that. You know, this is who I am, and either you're interested or you're not.
Yeah. So where is it again? Big Chris.
HOUTX. Big Chris, Houston, Texas. And that's
in Bigger City.
Bigger City, Bear Force, Bear 411, Yahoo, and MSN Hotmail.
All right, guys. So check Chris out.
All right.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you.
Here are some events for you guys. Leather Levi Weekend 2006 in San Francisco, California. It's going to be on August 10th. The primary objective and purpose of the Leather Levi Weekend is to actively promote and encourage the education, training, socialization, and integration of members and newcomers to the leather, S&M, kink, and fetish communities. Interesting, huh? To that end, we come together each August for a fun-filled weekend to find and foster friendships, fraternity, and family in a safe, supportive, and nurturing environment. So you can check out the website at leatherlevi.org. So if you check out the website, you see there on the front page some interesting pictures. Very gay-friendly. Hot tubs, pool parties, and trekking in the nude. Nice. Okay, Leather Levi Weekend is for those who are already in the lifestyle, looking for growth, but more importantly, those who are leather curious and looking for an alternative to the internet or leather bars for knowledge. Okay, so again, that's leatherlevi.org. Bears in the Woods 12, the Big Sleazy. Nice name. Boyers, Pennsylvania, August 11th. Okay, so Arctus Bears 12 Bear Camping Weekend. Come in and share in some of our Southern hospitality for this year's riverboat themed run. Play, relax, enjoy the company of all our members and our guests at Camp Davis. Gay-owned, clothing-optional campground. Yeah, so check out their website at arctus-online.com. And you can see their schedule of events there. And they have poker tournaments. I like poker tournaments. Yeah, that'd be fun. Okay, so yeah, you can mail in your registrations or pay by PayPal. And if you guys are interested, deadline would be August 1st. So they won't be accepting any walk-up registrations. So if you guys listen to this before August 1st, that's a few days from now. Sorry, guys. Anyway, so yeah, just check out their website at arctus-online.com for more information. Okay, one more event. Bears and Boxers in Little Rock, Arkansas. Okay. Bears and Boxers. August 12th, okay? So, come in, party with us, and get relief from the summer heat. All bears, cubs, and those who admire them are welcome to come join us for the last bear party of the summer season. All partygoers are encouraged to get into the mood of the evening and wear their most entertaining underwear. There is no dress code. If you prefer to wear your regular clothes, it is perfectly acceptable, he said. Okay, so if you check out their website at diamondstatebears.com, and nice bear model on the front page. Okay, so yeah, check out their website. I've been looking around the Lazy Bear Weekend website, and wow, they have a very full schedule here from August 2nd to August 7th. Wow. Okay, so let me see. They're going to have four locations, pool party sponsored by the M4MUSA.com. Wow. It's hosted by the Sacramento Valley Bears. Nice. Okay, so they have pool parties, bonfires, and bear boot camp. Ed Hamilton of Bear Fitness is your instructor to get your day started. Okay, so what else is going to happen there? God, there's so many things that's going to happen. Fun. There's a couple of friends of mine who are going there that weekend, so I wish I could go. Yeah, Yeah. Okay, so anyway, check out the website at castrobear.com/lazybearweekend. Okay, so back to the show. Okay, here's a voice message from Vito.
Vito? Oh my god, where's he been?
Hey, Nard and Excalibur, this is Vito. I'm in Southern California at Disneyland, looking at all the hot stroller daddies. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that I'm back. Beardar Radio podcasts are back. I bought a condo. I broke up with my boyfriend, and I am ready to start doing the podcast again. Anyway, miss you guys. Bye.
Yeah, thank you, Vito, for the voicemail. My gosh.
I was wondering what happened to him. Yeah. I mean, he's just like disappeared, and I'm glad to see that he's still alive. Vito, Big V, it's good to see you. Well, yeah. hear you.
Yeah, it's good to hear him again. And wow, he's got a lot of life-changing events.
Definitely.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this, Vito, I'll email you, okay? All right. How about some shout-outs?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see here. Of course, the birthday boy, Pelima, a friend of mine. He's the person who introduced me to Mike 4 years ago, actually.
Aww.
Yeah, he had his birthday party last Saturday. His birthday is really last Thursday, but he celebrated Saturday. And the pictures are on the website. So, guys, if you guys want to see the pictures, go to www.bearpodcast.com. You'll see Pelima's birthday party at Chris's house. Chris's Grotto, I think that's what I wrote. Yeah, okay. So speaking of Mike, Thursday is in tomorrow. We're recording this on a Wednesday. Tomorrow, Thursday, is our 4th anniversary.
Happy anniversary!
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah, and because of Pelima, we got to meet in a party 4 years ago. Yeah, so. And he'll be in the show next week on the anniversary episode. It's gonna be fun. Also, let me see. Alex from Dallas, he's now here in Houston. He's I think he's here for work. He was in P-Town a few weeks ago, and he got me some juicy pics and videos. Mm. So yeah, watch out for that. So if you guys stay tuned, check out the feeds or the videos that I'll be posting. And I should be meeting him this weekend. Maybe we could do a comment on the video or something. Maybe he can tell me piece by piece or pick by pick what's going on the video at P-Town. Okay, so how about you?
I have a couple of shout outs, just three of them actually. First, again, I want to congratulate Don and Drew for being nominated for a podcast award. Congratulations, guys, and I hope you win. Second of all, we're talking about birthdays. I have a Chris who's celebrating a birthday. He's in fact celebrating his birthday this Friday. Mm-hmm. The 28th, he's turning 36 this Friday.
Happy birthday, Chris!
Happy birthday, honey! And he doesn't want me to make such a big fuss over his birthday this year, but I want to so bad. You know, it's my first birthday with him and stuff, but he's like, oh, it's just my birthday, it's not important. And I'm like, bullshit! You know, so...
Make him wear the Don and Drew shirt and go around. Make him wear the shirt. Only, that's it.
Actually, I plan on making him, to celebrate the fact it's his birthday, to wear his birthday suit, so.
Ah, even better.
Ah. And on a serious note, I want to give a shout-out to my friend Eric in the San Francisco Bay Area. He's, I think we featured him before on the show. He's Emui83 on Bear 411. I'm hoping I'm getting his name correct. Let me quickly do the research here. While I'm doing that, this was the guy who I talked about, I think about a month or so ago. He was attacked with a knife while he was at a ATM machine. He was in Oakland, California at night by himself, and he was at an ATM machine to withdrawing money. And suddenly somebody out of nowhere came up from behind and sliced the back of his neck.
God.
Well... he's had another major accident. After he's recovered from that, now, if I remember right the way he told me this, he was inside a taxi cab, and apparently the driver of the taxi cab was not paying attention to what he was supposed to do, and it resulted in a major accident. And now he's suffering from what at first they thought was a sprained ankle, but now they think it's actually a fractured ankle. He has bruised ribs. He has a whiplash. He's doing really, really bad. And my heart just goes out for this guy because, like I said, he just recovered from one major accident, and now this is happening to him. So, Eric, if you're out there, please get yourself well real soon, and be careful out there in the Bay Area. You're falling apart, and I don't want to lose you. You're too good of a friend.
Yeah, get well soon. I hope you feel well soon.
So do I. It's Emui76. So if anybody wants to send out any good wishes to my friend Eric, his screen name on Bear411 is Emui76. That's spelled E-M-E-W-Y, then the number 76. So I'm pretty sure he would like to hear all your kind words. So,
can he chat?
He is able to chat, but it may take, if you do send him a message, it may take him some time to get a response back because he's in pain right now, but,
it would be hard for him though.
Well, I talked to him on the phone today and you could definitely tell in his voice that he was in pain.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah, so I mean, poor guy, absolutely poor guy. And I just hope he gets better real soon.
If you guys look at the right side of the website, you'll see ad boxes. Ever since it's been a year now, and we need to pay for some bills here. Okay, so if you have a business or a website that you want to promote, you can buy an ad box. You know, we can help each other. So yeah, we have an ad box sponsor. It's BearFever.com, and they're from Dallas. They're Dallas based. And you can visit their website at bearfever.com. They've been vendors before at Bear Runs. And they sell shirts, mugs, caps, and other stuff. And you can even do custom designs for you. And yeah, so go visit their website, bearfever.com. And what else? Okay. Watch out next week. It's the anniversary show on August 1st. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Woohoo! Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so send in your voicemails, and I really appreciate it. We'll play it in that show. And, it'd be great. And I can't believe it's going to be 1 year now.
1 year already. Wow.
Yeah. So,
memories!
I need to get that out before I leave for Pennsylvania, because I'll be there for the weekend to see some folks, to my family. It's my sister's graduation, so I need to be there and, you know, be a good brother for a change. Because yeah. I haven't been calling lately, so.
Oh, that's not good.
You know, I call sometimes. And, probably I'll tell you guys what happens to that trip later on. Okay, so I guess that's it. So you can email me, guys, at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. And send voicemails, 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. And you can visit the website, www.bearpodcast.com.
You could contact me either via email at xcalibertx@yahoo.com. You can also find me floating online at either my MySpace page. I'm known there as FagFanRoy. That's all one word. You can also find me on LiveJournal. I'm known as xcalibert on LiveJournal. You can also find me at beardar.com. I'm known as xcalibert at beardar.com. And you can find me at bear411 as well. I'm known as xcalibertx. Yes, I'm a big whore online. Shut up.
Thank you guys for listening, and stay tuned for next week's anniversary episode. Many whoops and many hugs.
Goodbye.